Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And so I was like, know her, that's my wife.
Oh, what a good one, Harper, a true classic. Oh,
thank you. Welcome back to the business room of our Vocaloid Inc.
Hello, and my comrades and kind-hearted supporters, and welcome back to Rafeloid, where we love to make jokes about the old ball and chain. I am your host, Jonathan.
And you literally died. That sentence, like, I know I started off, but that sentence actually destroyed me. My kidneys are failing as we speak.
I know I'm OP, but fuck this.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, 100%. Joining me today, as always, is my favorite funky little cowboy, Harper.
Hello, dee-dodie.
How are we doing today, Harper?
Rootin' tootin' gootin'.
To be a good cowboy, you got to be rootin', you got to be tootin', but most importantly, you got to be kind.
And by God, you better be shootin'.
Sometimes, I mean, oh wow, okay, kind shootin', I appreciate it.
I swear that's part of the meme.
I only know the one with the opossum wearing a cowboy hat.
I swear it's part of that one.
I could be wrong. Who knows? I'm no meme expert.
We literally do a podcast called Rafeloid.
I don't know Facebook memes. I stay away from those.
That is not a Facebook meme. Facebook memes
Tumblr,
like minion memes.
I don't use Tumblr.
I don't know a Tumblr.
I don't Tumblr.
Nah, I don't like that.
You don't like Tumblr? No, no,
Tumblr right. Implies tongues.
I blame that on Dimitri. Well, friend of the show, Dimitri.
Blessed boy, shout out.
Shout outs to Dimitri, you cursed little champion.
Absolutely blessed.
Honestly. Well, before we get into our character for today.
Howdy dowdy.
I have two things to do.
Yes.
First of all, I forgot last week to reveal the true name of Superstar Gak. I hope you've all been waiting in great anticipation and not Googled it.
I'm sure it was a hellish week for all our listeners, just wondering when they'll find out.
I like to keep everyone anticipating the next episode. Gak's real name, he revealed, is, Harper's doing a drum roll, Gakto. It's just Gakt. His name is Gakt.
Ah, but it's Gakt, but with toes?
Gakt, no!
No! A Visual K idol, and they have toes.
I'm canceling this entire podcast. This is not allowed. This is forbidden. Harper's very pleased with himself. He's giggling so much. I think he's about to start crying with laughter.
I'm just so hilarious.
You're very funny and also just say the worst things.
I do, and it's usually about toes.
Are Visual K superstars allowed to have warm toes?
God, no.
Fuck, okay.
Those shit's gotta be minty fresh cold.
Oh, never describe toes as minty fresh.
They've gotta be cold. Second of all, they gotta taste like mint.
No! I'm not allowing this podcast become a toe sucker thing. I'm not letting this happen. Folks, I'm so sorry that you've had to experience this. Why do you keep coming back?
Maybe they came back for the toes. You don't know.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, I'm going to stop now. I'm going to stop.
I have to live with this, folks. I have to live with this.
I'm not going to say people with a toe fetish are valid, but I'm also not going to deny them their rights.
Harper, you've been playing any video games or listening to any music this week? I'm just going to blow past that.
That's so valid. Y'all know I've been mostly playing Minecraft.
You're crafting those mines.
I'm so bad at Minecraft.
You're so valid.
I'm always killed by like one of those funky little creepy boys.
Which creepy little boys?
The green ones.
The creepers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're nasty.
They're so nasty.
I was playing the other day as well, because I'm using your account.
Yeah, you are.
And I just walked into a mine, and there was a skeleton and a creeper, and I had no weapons or armor, so I just started running away.
God, can you tell we haven't played Minecraft since, like, we were, like, 8?
I didn't even play it properly back then. I just downloaded cool maps.
No, that's valid. I just used to... I don't even know what I used to do in Minecraft. I think it was just try and build houses.
Hey, houses are good.
Houses are good.
Houses are good.
No, I used to make little biomes in the sky where I keep like little creatures and stuff.
That's really nice. That's very wholesome. I just downloaded like jump maps where you had to fall through cool levels.
That is also very good.
That was good fun. That was good fun.
That was good fun. What have you been playing or listening to?
Too much.
Good.
I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast, but my method of playing games was best described by Jack DeKeat and their method of playing games, which is sort of a tasting board approach. I like to sort of have like a charcuterie of, in front of me of many games for me to dip my toes into and go, ooh. Yes?
That's not how charcuteries work.
I mixed my metaphors a little bit.
You did a bit.
I saw it was a charcuterie of
toes.
Pools. Pools to dip myself into.
Of dips.
Oh, I hate these sentences I'm making.
Toe dips.
Ah, dip.
Ah, dippity doo.
Ah, dip? So I've been playing Megaquarium.
Oh, yes. That looks like such a fun, common game.
It's really cute. Mm. Hey, guys, like city builder and management style games where you can just like build an aquarium and not think about life. Really good.
It's so sexy.
I played a little bit of Pathologic 2. Ooh. That's a fucking game right there.
That's a fucking game?
That's some Eurojank. But also like a fascinating psychological thriller about a town with a plague and stuff.
I think we should define Eurojank just in case people don't know.
Eurojank is when you play a game that was made typically in Europe with high ambitions, low budget, and sometimes not the best engine.
High ambitions and low budget just describes me.
God, same.
But also not the best engine.
Yeah, so like it'll be a very interesting game and like very cool concepts, but also there'll be issues of like maybe major glitches, maybe just like funny character model stuff, like controls being a bit weird, that kind of stuff, okay, right? Facial animation not being up to scratch. Like there's a whole few things that it could be.
It's just not quite polished.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But usually Eurojank games are fascinating, like the Stalker. Stalker famously had a bug where they had to change the way that So Stalkers in the game Stalker are like cool soldiers who go around in the apocalypse and explore the world.
That's right.
Famously, at one point, it was possible for the computer-controlled Stalkers to finish the game for you while
Holy
you were just
shit.
Exploring the world. Yeah.
That's incredible.
I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was. It's like very interesting way of doing an apocalypse game. So it's like Fallout style.
Yeah.
But a lot grittier and a lot weirder in its anomalies.
That would be wild if you could just get an NPC to finish. An NPC to finish the game for you while you just did all the side quests you wanted to do.
I think it'd be super cool. I like
so
the idea of a game that could end while you're doing a side quest.
Yeah,
that's fucking hilarious.
That is hilarious.
Hey, game makers, there's some cool shit you can do. I don't need to tell game makers that. They make cool shit.
Exactly.
All the time.
Exactly.
But yeah, I've just been playing too many games. So good.
How dare you?
I have an exam next week.
Good McClark.
Thank you. I'll be fine. But who is our Vocaloid today, Harper?
I'm so glad you asked. It's Luca.
It is Luca. Megudine Luca. Luca is pretty consistently popular from what I've been reading.
Yeah.
And was actually the first ever to disrupt Miku's popularity on release.
She was
huge. And she's also the first bilingual Vocaloid.
She can
do Japanese and English.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I think that probably helped her popularity a bit.
Oh, 100%. Definitely. 100%.
Definitely. But she's good.
She's good.
Her.
She's very interesting. Yeah. And so with that, let's get into her look.
Podcast canceled.
Canceled for that, not for toes.
Canceled for pun crimes.
That's okay. That's fair. How do you feel about her look?
I love her look.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm very, very weak for her look.
We're looking at V2 or V4 right now?
No, I think I prefer V4, V2 even.
You prefer V2?
I prefer V2. That's the one I knew.
Yeah, okay. I have notes on both of them, so we can go through.
Both of them are good. But I prefer V2.
I like something about V4, which is I really like the glitter all over her clothing.
That
is looks
nice.
Like stars on a galaxy.
Yeah, that gives her a more ethereal effect.
Yeah. And overall, I think the color scheme is fantastic. Yeah. The black and gold. Really nice color. Like, it's a known good color combo.
It's a known good color combo, and it works really well. And then just with the pop of the pink of her hair, it's so pretty.
The gold in her, like, around her neck in V2 as well, I really like. It's the same style as, like, a brass instrument.
It's like all the pipes going. Brass instrument look,
Which I'm here for. This is fantastic.
I know it should be gaudy, but I love her knee-high gold boots.
I don't think they did it too gaudily, right?
Yeah, I know, right? That's the thing. It should be gaudy, but it's not.
It just works.
It's just good.
That's one of the things I really prefer in V2 compared to V4. I don't like V4's little shoes.
Yeah, no, neither do I. Like, V4 is cute as heck.
No, don't get me wrong. No disrespect. It's a good look.
But still weak for V2.
V2, yeah. There's a lot of allusions in her outfit to various musical instruments, woodwind, brass, that kind of stuff, which I really appreciate.
Yeah.
The gold boots. By having an outfit that is black and gold and then having the pink hair, it's fucking fantastic.
It's just tasty.
You know how I was complaining 2 weeks ago about Prima?
Yeah.
And how it was all green and bluey.
It was just
no contrast.
Bland, yeah. I think that was actually, it was Prima.
Yeah. Yeah. They nailed it with this one.
Oh, 100%.
Hints of blue in there as well. Like,
oh, it's
just
cute.
For details. It's, yeah. It works really fucking well.
It matches with Miku.
Yeah.
Because Miku has the hints of pink and she has the hints of blue.
Oh, shit, you're right.
It's really cute.
That's good. That's good. We do have to talk about Taco Luca.
Yeah, we do. I love that funky little octopus.
It's a funky little octopus.
It's a funky little octopus.
Taco Luca, for those who don't know, is a variant on Megurine Luca.
Is it a fandom derivative?
It was made by the fandom, and then Krypton were like, no, this is official.
Oh, that's what happened.
So basically, that was, you know, the whole item thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hers was like,
they couldn't pick one for her.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, her hair kind of looks like an octopus's tentacles.
And so her item is herself, but as an octopus.
Yes.
That's creepy as hell, but I kind of love it.
Yeah, Taco Luca's fantastic. I want to be clear on this.
I absolutely love Taco Luca.
A tiny little baby octopus with friend.
It's taco, like those little takoyaki balls.
That's what that was. That makes sense.
I think that's what it is.
That makes 100%. Yeah, taco means octopus.
She's a little octopus ball.
Octopus Luca.
I love her.
Little ball of octopus. She's so cute. I'm so glad they officially accepted that as canon as well.
I know, right?
Yeah.
They were just like, hell yeah. This is, I feel like, when the makers really started getting in touch with the fandom.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's great.
The other one that, despite the internet meme's popularity, she's often also seen with a tuna fish.
Oh, yeah, I think I have seen that before.
This is a result of comparing the Japanese word for tuna, which is maguro, with her last name.
Ah.
Yeah. So it's a pun.
That's interesting. You're very fish-related. I like it.
That aquatic vibe.
That's so cool.
But not in appearance, only in nature.
Only in nature. She's a secret water type.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. A water psychic cross type.
That would definitely be her thing.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
I'm smart. I know what a
psychic or water fairy?
That's a good question. Which is more closely related to space?
Probably psychic.
Actually, I could see fairy. Especially when you get into personality.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Hang on a second. I learned a thing about her name.
I'm looking at pictures of Taco Luca. It's just adorable. For something that should be really creepy, which is a disembodied head and the hair moving like tentacles, it's actually adorable, and that's impressive. I can find creepy ones.
The etymology of her voice is really of her name is delightful as well.
Oh, yeah?
Her surname combines Megure, which means circulate, and ne, sound, while the name Luca invokes the Japanese homonyms Nagare, flow, Ka, song, or Ka, scent, thus making it songs to all around the world as scent spreads.
Oh my god, I love that!
That's a fucking poem of a name right
there.
That
is so nice.
Okay, so actually, my favorite RPG podcast, Friends at the Table,
yeah,
has this thing where pilots of these special mechas just get phrases as their names. So one of the main characters, she's called Signet, but her full name is some bullshit that I'm gonna find now. So her full name is, they marked scars of light in pitch, born in fiercest purpose, and beheld as the signet sealed upon our pact.
That is so cool.
So what I'm basically saying is I'm here for poems as names.
No, same, honestly. That's such a groovy idea.
It's really fucking cool.
Yes.
Hey, Luca rules.
Yes.
Guess what?
I'm already love her.
Which I think personality is, so I know, look-wise, it's all positive, right?
No, definitely. All we love positive. This. She's adorable.
She is adorable. Which now takes us to personality.
Yes.
Harper, I'm going to rely on you for personality today, because I do not know much about Luca.
I'm going to rely on my impression from when I was a youngster. And I sort of got the vibe that she was a bit more mature than Miku, but like, a bit more mature than Miku, but like sort of shyer. She was sort of more mellow, shy, but still had that pop star personality, just a bit toned down. She was really sweet.
Yeah. The ones I got from like the fandom sites I was checking out was that she's quiet.
Yeah.
A little bit shy.
Yeah.
And I was seeing a lot of like big sister slash mom comparisons.
Definitely.
Which I actually find interesting because then you can have like comparisons where Mako is the older sister, but she's like a rowdy older sister.
She's a rowdy older
whereas
sister.
Luke is like a more meeker, just like, oh, I just want to check how you're going. She's the fairy squad mother.
She's a fairy squad mother. She's good. I wouldn't say she's meek. She's just sweet.
I think I've been misusing the word meek my entire life.
Incredibly understandable.
No, quiet, gentle, easily imposed on though. No.
I'd like to think she'd stand her ground.
There we go. I've learned a new use of the word that I've been doing wrong this entire time.
We're learning every day.
We learn every day. But yeah, no, Luca, both in like with looks and combined with personality, just seems like a very lovely person.
I know, right?
There's like a softness to her, which is very
appreciated. I would love to be her friend.
Yeah, 100%. Yes. She seems like the kind of person who, even though she's famous and a pop star, she'd still be like pretty down to earth.
Oh, 100%.
And just want to chill and get bubble tea.
Yes. She would totally drink bubble tea.
Yeah, 100%.
She would love that shit.
Go out on a winter's day to get some bubble tea at a little cafe where she's all rugged up in like a big puffy jumper.
Awesome. I need art of this.
You can draw it.
Oh, shit.
You can draw.
But that's... I've got other things.
Now just imagine Luca, like, in a big fluffy jacket with a scarf wrapped around her.
Adorable. Yeah, it's good. So sweet.
Isn't that good content?
This is good content.
Luca's just fucking delightful.
I know, right?
It's actually weird, though, because I could not find much written stuff about her personality. Despite the fact that she's popular.
I feel like I looked at the fanfics, and more often than not, she's a side character.
Ah, okay.
I think, for some reason... People just don't want to, like, there could be so many good dynamics there. Yeah. And she deserves better.
She deserves better. Do we have a shipping report for today?
We don't have a shipping report. The only thing I can think of when I think of Meek, when I think of Luca shipping, I think of the Miku and Luca song Magnet. Which is just, a classic. 2, a bop. 6, nice.
Yeah, okay. No, I appreciate
that. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just doing a quick Google to see if I can find any like good ships real quick.
I feel like there's a fair few Miku and Luca ships.
I just found Luca X Gakpo.
Blocked.
Not allowed.
She's too pure for him. She's not allowed to date him. As your father, I expressly forbid it.
As your father, I expressly forbid it. Okay, friends, go listen to Lemon Demon.
Always.
Yeah, just please. Please.
End of that bit.
Like... Just good songs every single time. Well, in that case, this is going quickly, but I think it's all positive for her, right?
It's definitely all positive.
I like the positive, like the quieter older sister.
Me too. Me too.
It's just sort of sweet, which I appreciate, you know?
Yeah.
I actually did find an alternative reading of her.
Oh? Well, you do have to tell us about that.
I do. Give me 5 seconds to find it.
No.
This one I don't agree with, but I like it. It's Luca is an extrovert.
Hmm. No, she's an extrovert in the way that, like, she doesn't want to... Like, she won't necessarily talk a lot, but she has to be around people to get that energy.
Oh, okay.
And she just wants to be there to observe. That's my reading. Continue your reading. Yeah. Sorry for interrupting.
The interpretation here is many times she's portrayed like that. Like she's very quiet and soft. But I find it to be a confident character. Her songs give me that feel as if the singer has some outgoing yet calm personality who can be a bit of a flirt as well. Yes, flirt. That's where the confidence comes from. My headcanon is that Luca's very popular, but tends to be composed most of the time, so she can be a bit of a flirt to both the genders. Extrovert and perfectionist. Which, you know, is interesting. I like your interpretation of the extrovert, of like needing to be around people, but not being like the Tumblr comical depiction of extroverts coming into my room, tearing me into the sunlight and forcing me to...
While chugging down a bottle of vodka.
Woo!
No, I think she's definitely more like... And like, she knows she doesn't have to be talking all the time.
Yeah.
To like, be a part of the conversation.
Yeah.
And like... Oh, where was I going? You know what? I've totally forgotten.
That's fair. It is a nice... idea of like depicting an extrovert in that way because nobody fucking does it, and that's how people are sometimes.
Exactly. The whole extrovert introvert thing, there's like in betweens, just like with everything. Everything's a spectrum, everything's a color wheel.
Exactly.
Nothing's real.
It's all social constructs.
It's all a social construct. Live your best self. Pet a cat.
Pet a cat. I like it. It's good. Mm. Well, with the positive on the personality.
Yes.
I think it's time for the song.
It's music time, Voices. Baby.
I will go first. Today, my song is called Child's Garden. Thoughts, opinions, emotional outbursts?
No.
Love okay. of scream. Scream of love.
Scream of love. First off, like, I love most Luca songs.
Yeah.
Like, she's just a fun pop star thing. It satisfies my sugar need of pop songs.
Yeah, 100%.
But sometimes I feel like they try to make her sound too much like Miku.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
And she has her own merits.
Yeah.
Like, she's not just slightly lower Miku.
No. There's a thing about her voice, which is that there's actually a softness to it that I really like.
Exactly. And I don't think that's utilized enough.
No. The song that I just played, I actually think it does stand out
in
a very interesting way.
Yes.
Because I think you can feel that softness, even though the musicality around it is quite intense.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which is a really nice contrast. It's actually quite funny. Apparently, originally, this was meant to be like a sexy voice. They were going to market her sexily, but then they found her voice too soft for it, so they changed the vibe. And honestly, I'm so glad they did.
That's so good.
I like this, not weaker, but like,
yeah,
almost a gentler tone to it.
Definitely. Gentle. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's not weak, it's gentle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's, like, in some cases, there's even an airiness to it,
which
I really like.
Yeah.
Because, again,
yeah,
you don't expect it from a virtual singer to be able to do that part of the voice.
No, but
it's fascinating.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good voice. I think it was utilized great in that song as well.
No, I would agree. That's one of definitely the better songs they use her.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's not just Miku 2.0.
Exactly.
They actually gave her own spotlight.
I find that happens sometimes with a lot of the fan vocaloids. Like, if they have a higher pitch, they usually end up just being another Miku.
Yeah, it's how do you use this outside of just being Miku?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
How many people just cover Miku songs, right? And it's not a problem, but
I like
there's
Miku
so many.
Miku has so many good songs.
Yeah, exactly. World is Mine, still a banger.
Absolutely whips.
Yeah, 100%. Let's hear your song.
Okay, so my song is called Luca Luca Night Fever.
So I can definitely see what you mean by people just trying to make her seem like Miku.
Yeah.
Because that's a pretty Miku-ish song.
Oh, it's a very, it's a very Miku-ish song. I'm not sure if it was her song first or Miku's song first. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's also, I'm saying that just because I've grown so accustomed to Miku being the Vocaloid.
Oh, totally. She's the quintessential pop star Vocaloid.
Yeah, exactly.
I think she's actually gone above Vocaloid status and is now actually just virtual diva.
Yeah, 100%, which is incredible.
Yeah.
It's actually quite sad because Luca will also no longer be added to the Vocaloid software.
That's right.
She's been part of the Krypton removal.
She is now assimilated to Krypton.
Yeah, what is the Krypton thing called?
I don't actually know.
I should actually get its name just in case.
Good idea.
Pia Pro Studio is where she's going
to. There you go. Well, you can still use her and still make songs with her.
Yeah, it's just taking her away from Vocaloid, which is our podcast.
But I think she's still in the next Project Diva.
Maybe. I don't know what the rights are for that.
I mean, like, Miku's in it, so...
Yeah, probably.
You can't have Project Diva without Miku.
Yeah, exactly. But then is that a Krypton joint or is that a Vocaloid joint?
Now, that's an excellent question. And
I'm not a business person.
I haven't been paying that much attention.
God, we're valid. So are we. We're both valid.
Yeah, we are.
She has a great voice.
She does.
It's just one that I think is very easy to make generic.
Oh, definitely. She's sort of like... I could totally see her being part of like an idol group or something. Yes. And maybe she's just sort of left to the wayside. Of course, there'd be some staunch stans and I would be one of them.
Yeah, 100%. It's not like Sweet Anne levels of generic for me.
No.
But it's very easy for it to fall into the sort of lack of personality thing.
Absolutely.
Which is a shame.
Yeah.
Because I like her when she's used well.
No, 100%. Same here.
So I'm kind of mixed on the voice.
That's fair.
Because it can be great.
It can be really good.
But like, if you're going to compare it to last week with Gakpo,
yeah,
that's a voice that you hear and you're like, oh yeah, that's Gakpo. I know Gakpo.
That's Gaki.
Where you can have Luca songs where if you haven't seen what's being put on, you can be like, I don't know if that's Luca or if it's Miku or if it's Mako or like...
Yeah, Gumi, who knows?
Yeah. Honestly, sometimes they can just be blended together.
Exactly.
Which is a shame, but it's also the nature of music production.
Exactly.
It's so easy for things to become kind of generic.
Yeah.
Where do you end up on voice overall?
Voice... Yeah, like a voice, like I like those sounds of voices.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's a bit, like, if you, like, I can still distinguish her from Miku and others, but not maybe because I just listen to her.
Yeah, you know
it
better than I do.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Well, with that done, it's time to rate her and rank her.
Are we rating Alloyed on Rate Alloyed?
We are rating Alloyed. We're rank Alloyed right now.
We're rank Alloyed. So more like dank Alloyed.
Just hit a dab. Oh, he did just dab. First up, Kaito.
Better than Kaito.
Wow, that was quick.
Better than Kaito.
Better than Kaito?
Better than Kaito.
And better than Mako then by extension.
Better personality. Better than Mako.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. In that case... let me just flip another coin. That was quick. I agree with you, but that was quick.
Thank you.
Gakpo.
Like, if you were to show me these characters, I would instantly go for Luca.
Yeah.
Because Gakpo is the good, bad character.
Yes.
This is hard.
Okay, let's go step by step.
Step by step.
Look.
I prefer Luca's look.
You prefer Luca's look?
Yeah.
Okay. I prefer Gaxt.
I think Gax has a stronger personality, even if it is fucking...
ludicrous.
Yeah.
Okay, in that case.
Voice. Gak's voice is better.
You prefer Gak's voice?
I don't prefer Gak's voice. Like, if it's subjective, I prefer Luca's.
Yeah.
But in an objective way, Gak's voice is stronger.
Gak's voice is stronger. And I think it achieves its goal better.
Yes.
Because, like, Luca failed her original goal. Not failed, but, like, didn't match the original goal.
Exactly.
Which meant a change.
Yeah.
And it's still a great voice.
Still love it.
But when you compare it to just how gacked Gakpo is.
Exactly. He's gacked to the nines.
Gacked to the nines. Ooh. This motherfucker's gacked over here.
Y'all ready to get gacked?
Oh, this is going to be a consistent thing for our podcast, isn't it?
It is.
It's gacked. Gacked, 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 gacked. Everybody go listen to 100 Gecks. They're fantastic.
Slappers.
Which in that case, that means Luca goes into our number 3 spot.
I'm pretty happy with her there.
Luca's pretty good in number 3.
She deserves that.
So that means now, Lin-Ren, number 1.
Lin-Ren, number 1.
Sweet Anne, the worst of all time, number
Absolutely.
7. Kaito, the bar against which all Vocaloids are measured. That makes so much sense.
He's gone from being lead to like mid.
Middle. And with Mako right underneath him.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. See how the turns have tabled.
Yeah. Oh, the turn. Wow, Jonas Brothers in here. Oh, how the tables have turned.
God, it is a Jonas Brothers reference, isn't it?
It existed before the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, but they popularized it.
No, it was popular before the Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers popularized all English language.
I don't think the Jonas Brothers have popularized anything in their life.
They popularized themselves.
And that one very bad guitar solo they did.
I don't know that one, so therefore it's not valid.
I'll show it to you later on.
Ooh.
Anyway, though, friends.
Yes.
That is the end of our podcast.
Hello.
So that means you can find us on rate-a-lloyd.
On Tumblr.
You can find us on Twitter at
LloydRate.
You can find me at Pirate Killjoy.
And you can find me at HarpsMonty on Twitter.
Everybody stay chill, relax, have wonderful weeks, and we will see you next time where we are going to be reviewing Gumi.
Have a sweet one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.